middle option.
You can't see them though.
Middle option, right now.
And I see some other people on as well. We'll get to everybody when we get started here. Are we recording this, RJ?
Yes. You let me know when to hit record, or when you're ready and I'll hit record.
Alright, I'll let you know. Trying to make sure that I'm not somewhat visible here. Well, that's as good as it's going to get. All right, my computer shows 1 o'clock, so why don't we hit the record button? Let me know when we're on, RJ.
Let's see, any idea which one here, guys? Do we record to the computer or the cloud?
You can do both. The computer.
Okay. All right, Andy, it looks like we're ready to go.
All right, everybody, I'm going to call this meeting to order. This is the April 15, 2020 meeting of the Chelan County Hearing Examiner. My name is Andy Cockham, and I've been appointed by the Chelan County Board of Commissioners to serve as a land use hearing examiner. My job is to make decisions on various applications that are authorized to come before me, which include the matters that we have on the agenda for today. I consider that testimony and evidence presented at today's hearing, as well as all the written materials already on file, in order to make my decision. The hearing process is governed by certain rules, but I still try to conduct these meetings in a relaxed and informal manner. But we do have a process that we're going to use. For each item, staff will present their report and make whatever recommendations they wish to make. Then I'll turn this matter over to the applicant. The applicant will then be able to make their presentation and submit whatever testimony and evidence that they wish to submit. The applicant does have the burden of proof to show compliance with applicable laws and regulations. And then if somebody from the public came to testify in this matter, I'll give them that opportunity, and because the applicant has the burden of proof, if the applicant wishes to submit any rebuttal testimony, they'll be given that chance to do it. If you are going to testify, what I'm going to have you do is, if you're here by video, I'll have you raise your right hand. If you're here just by audio, I will have you symbolically raise your right hand. I'll put you under oath, and I'll have you give whatever testimony and evidence that you want to give on this matter. I ask that you keep your testimony relevant to the application that we're talking about, and not to other issues beyond the scope of the proposal. And if you have anything in writing that you want to submit today, you may do so. I have the option following this hearing to keep the record open if I think there's a need for additional written testimony to be submitted, but in any event, my written decision will be made within 10 working days after I close the public record. Staff is taking down a list of the record of who's here at the hearing. Staff needs any assistance from me to identify folks, you just let me know that. By testifying at today's hearing, you may obtain important legal rights, and that's why it's important that we're able to document your presence here today. Not worried about cell phones today, but just because I think everybody's going to be on mute unless you're the one talking. Except as provided by the Chelan County Code regarding requests to reopen hearings and requests for reconsideration, my decision on each of these matters will be final and conclusive unless they are appealed. Appeals are by means of what's called a land use petition action. They all have to be filed within 21 days of the date of the issuance of the decision, or the appeal would be barred. I've reviewed the items on today's agenda. I don't have any interest in any of the properties or the proposals to be heard today, and I'll be able to fairly and objectively consider the items on today's agenda. And outside of receiving and reviewing the staff report for each item, along with all the attachments, including all the application materials, all the agency comments, all the noticing documents, site plan drawings, basically other than receiving and reviewing the entire planning staff file of record, I've not had any communication regarding any of the items that are on today's agenda. So those representations, if there is anybody here today who objects to my participation as the hearing examiner, if so, you need to state so at this time. For those of you who are on mute, if you have an objection, just raise your hand. All right, hearing and seeing none, we'll turn to the first item. Well, actually, we're going to turn to a conditional use permit application that's actually the third listed item on the agenda, in case anybody is here for that one. This is conditional use permit 2019-013. Cheyenne County has made a request for a continuance in this matter. I've received correspondence from the response from the applicant. The hearing examiner is granting this request for a continuance to a date uncertain. The new hearing date will have to be renoticed at the expense of the county. Item number three on the agenda is continued. If anybody who is here for that item, that's the disposition of that for today. The next item we're going to talk about is a plat amendment to an application number PA20-001. This is an application that was submitted by Northwest Geo Dimensions on behalf of property owner Birch Mountain LLC regarding open space tracts. And generally speaking, I'll let the staff address that a little bit more. But this does relate to property located within Schlang County that is more specifically described in the staff report as well as in the application materials. Now, for the record, I will admit into the record that staff report, all those attachments to the staff report, which included all of those application materials, all of the noticing documents that have come through. There are agency comments that have been submitted. There have not been any public comments. It's all the application materials, as they indicated. I'm going to admit all those items. Indeed, I'm going to admit the entire planning staff file of record and turn this matter over to Ms. Morgan for her staff presentation.
Thank you. So I'm Emily Morgan, the project planner for this plat alteration. So the applicant is seeking to revise the language of note 21 to state tracts A through D are defined as common open space and shall not be used for any building or encroached upon in any manner. These tracts will be owned and maintained by the Homeowners Association. The proposed note revision would apply to all lots within the Mountain Vista Estate subdivision. The intent of the proposed alterations is to allow the Chelan County Assessor's Office to lower the property taxes, as open space tracts would not be considered buildable lots. The ownership of the open space tracts A through D would be transferred to the Mountain View Estate Homeowners Association for a common ownership. Additionally, with application, the applicant proposes to amend notes 17, 18, and 19 to change the grantor of the recorded documents. Specifically, there's a stormwater maintenance agreement, a road maintenance agreement, and the restrictive covenants from the Birch Mountain LLC to the Homeowners Association. For this, the plat alteration is not necessary, but as the content of the documents is not changing, but rather within reference to different auditor's file number. Staff has reviewed the application and therefore is recommending approval as condition.
All right, thank you very much. I don't have any questions for you. Is the applicant ready to proceed?
Yes.
Is the applicant ready to proceed?
Yes.
All right, thank you. Could you state your name and address for the record?
Michelle Taylor, 15 North Chelan Avenue and Northwest Geo Dimensions.
All right, can everybody hear her? If you can't hear her, could you raise your hand? All right, Ms. Taylor, would you raise your right hand for me? Do you swear or affirm in a penalty of perjury that any testimony you give today will be the truth?
Yes.
All right, thank you very much. And you are here as an agent authorized to appear and speak on behalf of the Birch Mountain LLC Homeowners Association?
That's correct.
And what would you like to tell me about this project?
Everything that was submitted in the staff report, the owner has no problem with it, so therefore we have no problem with it.
All right, thank you. Is there anything else you'd like to add? Have you had a chance to look at the staff report? Do you have any objection with any of the representations within the staff report?
No. Based on the staff report, everything is great.
And the proposed conditions of approval, any objection with those?
No.
All right, thank you very much. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, thanks.
All right, thank you for coming in today. If any member of the public that's here wish to testify on this matter, if you do, go ahead and raise your hand. All right, would somebody unmute Mr. Rechtin? Oops, I can't hear you. Just say, what was that? Well, first of all, I want to have you state your name for the record for me.
Tom Rechtin.
And an address for you, Mr. Rechtin?
118 Heather Lane, Wenatchee.
All right, and are you going to, I know you're an attorney, are you going to be providing testimony or legal argument? Do you want to be sworn in?
You know, I'm not going to be testifying. Well, might as well sworn in.
Sure, why not? Do you swear or affirm in public perjury that your testimony against me will be the truth?
I do.
All right, thank you very much. Mr. Rechtin, what would you like to tell me about this?
Okay. I've got a couple concerns and questions. According to the staff report and the application, the alleged purpose of the amendment is to enable the assessor's office to provide a lower property tax rate. What we've got solely is this allegation and representation. There's nothing in the record whatsoever that this plan amendment will be helpful or necessary to effectuate the stated desire. There's no reference to any authority. There's no record as to contact with the assessor's office. It seems like the assessor's office is probably the agency most impacted by this amendment. Reviewing the staff report, there was no notice provided to the assessor's office or interaction with the assessor's office with respect to this application. I know that I attempted to call the assessor's office to get some information, but was unable to connect with anybody in light of the COVID-19 shutdown. If you look at the original Note 21 and compare it to the proposed 21, you will note that in the original 21, the designated tracts A through B are already designated and referenced as open space tracts. The most significant change in the proposed amendment language is the deletion of the last sentence of the original Note 21 to the plat. And I give you a moment to review that. Can we do it all?
Just a second.
Okay.
If you want me to look at it, is it
It is on page 1 of the staff report under proposal.
Okay.
The specific sentence and language is, if this tract is to be developed, the existing lots allowed for the original cluster subdivision must be included when calculating the maximum number of lots allowed on this text. As I mentioned, this is the most significant difference between the original language and the new language. The proposed language would increase by 20 additional lots. Any additional lots allowed in the future for additional development. Section 2.2 of the existing Declaration of Covenants, which is incorporated by reference in the original plat, allows for the adding of property to the existing development for purpose of additional development and home sites. Deletion of the last sentence of the existing language of Note 21 of the plat has no relevance to any alleged purpose of amendment, that is, the hopeful proposed lowering of property taxes related to the open spaces. The last sentence of Note 21 was a specific requirement when Chelan County granted approval of the original plat, And basically, the deletion of that sentence has no relevance or importance to the alleged purpose of this plat. Based on that, I would request that the proposed plat amendment as drafted be denied.
All right, thank you very much, Mr. Redfield. Anything else?
Not for me.
All right, thank you very much. Anybody else come? I appreciate your comments. Anybody else come to testify from the public on this matter? If so, you need to raise your hand. All right. Is there anything further from the county on this, Ms. Morgan?
I would just like to add, I mean, from my standpoint, I don't see an issue of having that last line added to it. The main intent of this plat alteration is currently, the way the code used to be written is that it did allow for open space to be developed. And in this case, the applicant is just asking that it is not developed. It would be kept in a common open space. So I mean, that last line does not change the intent of what is behind this plat alteration. It's more just so that way the homeowners association will be not taxed at a heavier rate.
So I'm sorry, I might have missed what your point is here. Are you saying that that last line of plat note 21 can be kept in as far as the county is concerned?
That is correct.
All right. All right, thank you very much. Is there anything further from the applicant, Ms. Taylor?
Yes. There was conversation with the assessor's office on changing the taxes. That was extensively done. And we had a couple different options with the county to change the tax rate, but rather than going the method that was suggested, we just did a plat amendment thinking it was easy. This note is just something that I think that Emily and I came up with to satisfy the homeowner. It can be changed. The goal is here is to change it so it's not buildable whatsoever, and it gets turned over to the homeowners association. And there's other pieces of property in this development that have already been deeded to the homeowners association.
Does the applicant have any objection with keeping that last line of note 21?
Since I'm not looking at it, I really can't say anything. If you want to read it.
Yes, first of all, note 21 is going to be amended to say that their common space should not be used for any building or approach upon in any manner. The language of Mr. Redfield is pointing out that I believe he's saying he'd like to keep in, and the county has no objection. That language says, quote, if this tract is to be developed, the existing lots allowed from the original cluster subdivision must be included when calculating the maximum number of lots allowed in this tract. Does the applicant have any objection with that language staying in?
I don't think it's an issue. I'm sorry, I don't have an opportunity to study the language and see if it makes sense. The goal is not to develop it at all, so I don't. He wants to use it as calculations for the open space?
No, just calculation as to the maximum number of lots that could be allowed in the event that this property is sometime in the future.
Yes.
Plan has changed again. That this note would say, no, you gotta calculate the maximum number of lots in this way.
Yes, that's fine. That's not a problem.
All right. Anything else from the applicant?
Nope.
All right. Well, thank you very much for coming in. What I'm going to do is I'm going to close the public record portion of this hearing. Mr. Recton, you'll be sent a copy of this decision if you request it. Ms. Morgan will make sure you get a copy, or somebody from staff will.
Will you make that request now?
Could you give me your email, please, if you don't mind going over?
Do you have the spelling of my name already?
Yes.
It's my name, all lowercase, at mwi.net.
Okay, I will be sure that you're added to the file of records you get the decision.
Great, thank you.
Good to see you again, Mr. Rackman.
Good seeing you, Mr. Rackman.
Have a good day. All right, we're going to turn to the next item on today's agenda. I can find my agenda. This is a conditional use permit amendment application. This is given out, oh no, let me just speak. No. This is CUPA 20-001, an application submitted by the Chelan County Fire District number 5 for an addition to the existing fire station. The new addition is for a single truck bay with an overhead mechanical door, and also a new concrete apron for the placement of the existing generator. This relates to property located within Chelan County that is more specifically described in the staff report as well as in the application materials. For the record, I'm going to admit into the record that staff report, all the attachments to the staff report, which included all of the application materials, all the agency comments that have come through, all the noticing documents that we have, I'm going to admit all those items and deny validity of the entire planning staff file into the record at this time by this reference. And turn this matter over to Ms. Morgan again for staff presentation.
Thank you. So this is an amendment to existing CUP number 2185 that was for the construction.
You know what that is?
Go ahead. It could might be the TV.
Oh.
Because it's been on all morning. Commissioner Brugert had Skype call this morning, so it could be the TV, which is not good. I didn't realize it did that.
I didn't even think about the TV. I thought it was the computer.
Yeah, I know.
So the proposed fire station addition, as referenced, is for the construction of a new single bay, single truck bay with an overhead mechanical door for a total of 678 square feet. The project proposes the installation of that concrete apron that's for the placement of the existing generator. The new addition's roofline will extend out to provide cover over the concrete apron and the generator. With the proposed development, the overall use of the property would not be changing from a fire station. Therefore, the surrounding properties would not be subjected to unknown impacts. High impact public facilities are permitted use in the RR5 zoning district as a conditional use. Staff has reviewed the application with all applicable codes and therefore recommends approval as condition.
All right, I have reviewed the application several times. I'm very familiar with what the application is about. Quite simple, really. So I don't have any questions for you. Thank you very much for supporting. Is the applicant ready to proceed? Is that you, Mr. Baker? All right, perfect. Somebody unmute, Mr. Baker? There you are.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to have you state your name and address for the record for me.
Arnold Baker, Fire Chief, Chelan County Fire District 5, and I live at 1281 Total Home Road, Manson, Washington.
All right, Chief Baker, thank you. Could you raise your right hand for me? Do you swear or affirm in penalty perjury the testimony that you give today will be the truth?
I do.
Thank you very much. And Chief Baker, are you here as an agent authorized to appear and speak on behalf of Chelan County Fire District Number 5 today?
Yes.
All right, great. What would you like to tell me about this project, Chief?
Just as Emily has presented it, and I have no issues with the staff report.
Have you had a chance to review the proposed conditions of approval?
Yes, I have.
And does the applicant have any objections to any of those?
I do not.
All right. Once again, like I said, it's a fairly straightforward project. I appreciate all the work and service you do. And I don't have any further questions for you. Did anybody from the public come to testify on this matter? And I'm not sure, there's one person who doesn't have a video on. Does staff know Michael Clethorn? Is that
no, but
here on this matter?
No, but they're unmuted and they can.
Oh. Michael Claymore, can you hear?
They're unmuted if they wish to speak.
Yes,
I don't wish to speak, thank you.
All right, okay, thanks a lot. I just didn't want you to feel ignored.
Appreciate it.
All righty. There's no member of the public that wishes to testify on this matter. Is there anything further from staff?
No, nothing further, thank you.
All right, thank you very much. And Chief Baker, what I'm going to do is I'm going to close the public record portion of this hearing, and I will have a written decision made within the next 10 working days.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. The last item on the agenda, we'll take this one in a combination of both items. There's a plat amendment, given application PA 2019-02, along with a short plat, given application number SP 2019-041. These are applications to remove notes regarding development of property within an existing plat, and for other changes, as will be discussed by staff. This relates to property located within Chelan County that is more specifically described in the staff report as well as in the application materials. Once again, for the record, I will admit into the record that staff report, all of the application materials that are part of the file of record, the noticing documents, the agency comments, I'll admit all those items. Indeed, I will admit the entire planning staff file into the record this time by this reference. I turn this matter over to Mr. White for his presentation.
Thank you. So this is a application for a plat amendment to remove notes number 1 and number 4 on the plat of Lester Edition so that the subject property can be divided into 3 lots. Note number 1 reads, no subdivision of any lot shall be permitted. Note number 4 reads, there shall be no access from any lot to the state highway. The plat of Lester Edition was recorded in 1964 and no covenants were recorded for the plat. The property currently has an existing house, shop, and 2 outbuildings. Pursuant to the site plan that the applicant submitted, it shows that lots 1 and 3 are going to utilize a shared access from Fir Road, and that lot 2 would utilize an access from Lake Wenatchee Highway. So per correspondence with Public Works, Public Works would require the applicant to demonstrate that they have, that they can meet the site distance and all the code requirements for lot 2 to access from Lake Washington Highway. So per comments also submitted by Public Works, the applicant is required to submit an addressing lot access plan prior to final plat approval. So at that time, they would need to demonstrate that they meet the requirements for lot 2 to be able to access from the Lake Wenatchee Highway. Domestic water from Lake Wenatchee Water District and the sewer will be provided by the PUD. Staff has reviewed the application materials and the comments, and they're consistent with all applicable codes and regulations, and as conditions, recommend approval of plat amendment 2019-007 and short plat 2019-041.
All right, thank you. The I know that the original plat was from a long time ago, but there must have been a reason why they didn't want any direct access from the plat onto Lake Wenatchee Highway. And I'm just curious as to, I didn't really review anything about why this change is being requested other than convenience, and maybe that's the only reason why it's being requested, but there must have been a reason why the direct access on the highway was not allowed when the plat was created. There must have been a good reason for it. So I'm just wondering what the, if you're aware of any circumstances, I understand that Washington State Department of Transportation doesn't have jurisdiction over this highway, so they were not given an opportunity to comment on this. So anyway, that's my biggest question about this, is if you have any additional information about this change of allowing the access on the speed highway?
Well, I believe that, and perhaps the cooks can explain this a little bit better, but I believe one of the reasons is if they accessed all three lots from Fir Road, it would lead to over an acre of snow removal. Whereas if they just had the, you know, lots one and three access from Fir Road, there would be a lot less snow removal, and then you know, lot two would be removing snow, you know, not in conjunction with them. You know, correspondence with Public Works, you know, like I mentioned, they don't have any issues with the proposal. They just have to meet all the, you know, the site distance requirements per code. And it was not noticed to the DOT because our mapping shows that this portion of Lake Wenatchee Highway is indeed under Public Works jurisdiction.
So Public Works does the snow removal on this portion of the highway?
Yes.
And will there be a requirement that the applicant will be required to show some sort of snow storage area so they're not pushing snow across the highway or onto the highway right away?
That was not a condition placed by Public Works. I did not propose that condition either. I don't know if that, I guess this is where we want the cooks to, you know, see if they are amenable to that type of condition being placed on this short plat as well.
Is there anything else from staff on this matter?
Not at this time.
All right, thank you very much. Is the applicant ready to proceed?
Yes, they are.
All right, we'll need to let you, there you are. All right, I'll need a name and an address for me, please. So whoever's going to speak.
James Cook, and it's 16632 Fir Road.
All right, Mr. Cook, would you raise your right hand for me? Do you swear or affirm to penalty perjury that your testimony you give today will be true?
Yes.
All right, thank you very much. And Mr. Cook, you and your wife are the applicants in this matter and part of the property owners, is that correct?
Yes, that's right.
All right, what would you like to tell me about this, sir?
Concerning the driveways, that's our only concern. If we, the reason originally in 64 when they put that no access onto the highway. All the properties were accessed off of Fir Road, and they didn't need to, you know, access it from the highway. But by our putting short plat and making two more lots, the front lot, I'll call it the front lot that borders Fir Road, very accessible by Fir Road, not a problem. But if we put a driveway through that lot into the rear lot, it would make that driveway over 200 feet long. And because of that, and because of the amount of snow that we got out here, it's just gonna be a real burden on whoever owns that lot to remove that snow, have it, you know, taken care of. And I also wanted to point out that there's probably 3, 4, 5 dozen different homes along this Lake Wenatchee Highway down the lowest that are accessed from the highway. And what they do, with your question about blowing snow onto the highway, they just blow up from side to side. They don't blow in any snow onto the highway itself. When they blow the snow from the driveway, they just blow it into the woods from side to side. And so that was my only concern, was that, you know, the driveway being 200 feet long, and if a homeowner has to hire that done, it's going to be quite an experience.
All right. Have you had a chance to look at the proposed conditions of approval?
Yes.
Do you have any objection with any of those?
No.
All right. Anything else you'd like to add?
No, thank you.
All right, thank you very much.
One other thing. I want to thank you guys for working.
Not a problem. Not a problem at all. Turn this matter over to the public. Any member of the public come to testify on this matter? I don't believe we have anybody here to testify. Mr. Claiborne, did you want to say anything about this application?
No.
Okay. So no member of the public. Is there anything further from staff?
One last thing that I wanted to mention is they received over, they met the requirements of approval from surrounding neighbors that I believe they got signatures from over 60% of their neighbors to do the plat amendment.
Okay. I noticed in the material sent to me there was a draft decision on the short plat for Ms. Walter. Am I making a decision on the short plat, or is that going to be go to her or go to the new planning director after the decision on the plat amendment was made?
I believe it goes to Ms. Walter for her approval on the short plat, but we need the plat amendment approved first.
Okay, what I'm going to do then, I'm going to keep the record open on this matter until 5 o'clock. If you can check with Ms. Walter just to confirm whether you want me to make the final short plat decision or just make a plat amendment decision, just so that I don't step on anybody's toes.
Okay, we'll do.
And then, so if you can check with her or the new planning director, if he's there, we can make that final decision. Or you can make the final decision, Mr. White, by keeping that authority. So I just need to make sure that I make the decisions that I need to be making. Okay, there are, I'm going to close the record on this matter. And Mr. and Mrs. Cook, I'll have a written decision made within the next 10 working days. And now there are no other items on today's agenda, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to adjourn this April 15, 2020 hearing of the Chelan County Hearing Center, the very first meeting conducted via Zoom, and I think it went very well. I don't know who's in charge of the logistics of this, but I think it went very well. And Mr. Neuschwander was able to watch this on behalf of the city of Wenatchee, and maybe we'll be able to continue hearings from the city utilizing this format as well. But anyway, I thought it went very well. And I thank Chelan County staff for pulling this off so quickly and so smoothly. There's no other items on today's agenda, so I'm going to now sign off and adjourn this April 15, 2020 meeting of the Chelan County Hearing Center. Take care, everybody.